News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome into hour number two here on a Friday. We spend hour number two, of course, with conversations each week with our local law enforcement members. And joining us, as always, is Officer Steve Olson from the City of Fond du Lac Police Department. And as Steve hinted at last week, we have some guests joining us over the next handful of shows. So I know we have a special guest here on the program as well. I'll let Steve do the honors here in just a moment. But Steve, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Spencer. How are you?
It's another Friday, so I'm doing well.
I'm just glad I didn't have to get out my shovel.
This is true. It melted rather quickly, although I heard with the snow we had earlier this week, I think Ripon had like 5 inches of snow, and I know down by Lamira they had some significant snowfall, so yeah, it's still that time of the year.
Man, I don't know if I shared last week or not, but I have been on a two-year quest now to grow grass at various spots of my lawn, and one actually very large spot that I failed miserably at last year. So I was bound and determined to pull out all the stops this year, you know, take no, you know, detours, just do it right. So I painstakingly prepared the soil, did everything that I could find on YouTube that told me how to properly plant grass. Mm-hmm. And once you know it, 2 weeks after planting it, it snows. Now, I'm no expert, and I'm going to tune in tomorrow morning to Landscape Smart right here on 1450. And I may even call in and ask whether all of my work has been for nothing.
I appreciate the cross promotion. I'm sure Ron Rademan and folks do as well. And I hope and I wish you all the success in the world with that. That is definitely not a good spot to be in. You know, we were spoiled with those 70s and 80s a few weeks back, and we all want the warmer stuff to be here. But we know April is kind of a strange month when it comes to weather. That's for sure.
Speaking of strange, I tell you, my segues today they're spot on. But speaking of strange, I'd love to introduce our guest today. And he's a gentleman that I found out about 5 minutes ago is not making his radio debut that I thought was going to be today. He has actually been on the airwaves before, but I'm sure everyone has forgotten. So we're going to bring him back to the spotlight today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome newer school resource officer at Woodworth Middle School, Officer Jake Randall. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me today. Appreciate you guys inviting me here to the show.
Well, you're very welcome. All of my friends are always guests of the show. So, Jake, let's just dive right in. Tell us about, first of all, how long have you been with our department?
Well, I got hired, officially as a police officer in January of 2017, but that wasn't my, first debut. To go back to where my first debut was, Officer Olson, would actually be March 2014. I believe it was actually one of my first days as a community service officer. I know those men and women have been on the show before, but that was my first debut. I believe it was like day one or day two. Captain Matt Mueller had brought me in on the show, and I was on the radio then. So that's kind of my start in law enforcement. It was 2014 as a community service officer. We call them short for CSOs. And 2017, I became a fully sworn officer for Fond du Lac PD.
Wow. According to my calculator, you have until about the year 2047 before you get to think about retiring. Is that, am I accurate? Am I close?
Well, that does sound pretty accurate.
Well, that's good, because that means you have a lot of years to help mold and shape young minds such as those at Woodworth. Tell us what it's like in your current role right now as a school resource officer.
Yeah. So, you know, being a school resource officer is obviously, it's much different than being a patrol officer, which is what I was my assignment before that. I was a patrol officer on second shift, so responding to calls, you know, some of those calls obviously very different in nature, being traffic related or, you know, citizens calling in. Being a school resource officer is a little different in the aspect of you're working with kids and faculty at a school level every day. And a lot of it comes down to building relationships with kids so they can really see, you know, what it's like to be a police officer, and that we are, you know, good humans and you know, trying to teach them the right pathways throughout their time at the schools.
What have you found to be probably the biggest difference in your day-to-day now, so to say, life or in your work environment between now and patrol?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, just being, you need to be very present in the school, meaning you need to be engaged in what is actually going on in the building. So being in the hallways, being in the lunchrooms, going into classrooms, you know, telling the kids who we are and what we're all about here at Fond du Lac PD, that's a big part of the job, is being that face of the police department in the schools.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of that, not only have you taken on the new responsibilities of being a school resource officer, but you do a lot of other things for our department that certainly have a cool factor to them. And one of those things that maybe we can touch on real quick is Jake is one of our department's firearms instructors. Hmm. And you've been an instructor now how many years?
It's been just under a year, so I haven't been teaching firearms very long.
Tell us about that. What got you interested in wanting to be a firearms instructor?
Yeah, I've always had a passion, Steve, for, you know, teaching. It is definitely much different teaching peers at your level versus teaching, like, kids. You know, I also do the Police Explorers program at Fond du Lac PD, and that's obviously much different when you're teaching younger kids and younger adults about law enforcement, when you're actually teaching your peers, you know, how to be proficient with your firearm. But, you know, I've always had a passion for teaching, and you know, I like kind of getting up there in front of everyone, and not that I know everything, and I don't. I'm always learning myself, but, you know, if I can pass some knowledge on to people at our department, you know, to keep them safe, you know, that's a home run.
I would think with all of the training that we're fortunate enough to be exposed to, be going through the training to be a firearms instructor, I would think that'd be be pretty exciting. How long of a time did you spend getting certified?
So the state of Wisconsin basically requires that you get a state certification. It's called instructor development. So I think I spent 4 days up at Fox Valley Tech taking that training. That kind of goes over like curriculum building, adult learning concepts, how adults learn. So you kind of get the basics of how to teach adults in a 4-day course. And then after that, you got to go to the specialized school, which I believe was 8 days. So we drove up to Fox Valley Tech. So 8 days of hands-on firearms training. There was some classroom, but a lot of it is hands-on, where you're learning, you know, how to teach people to fix problems that they're having. One of the things that I learned at Fox Valley Tech was how to fix problem shooters. And what you'd have to do in those assessments is actually, while you're on the range, go ahead and try and not be as accurate, and then the people behind you who are teaching the class, so to speak, have to kind of critique you and give you advice on how to work through that barrier.
Very cool. I think you're gonna do very well. The way you know, just your demeanor around people, it's great. I think you're gonna really help out our department for many years to come. You mentioned that you are our current department explorer advisor. We talked about explorers on the show from time to time. But real quick before we're out of time, why don't you go ahead and plug your explorers. Maybe there's some moms, dads listening that may have a child that may benefit from our explorer program.
Absolutely. So our police explorer program is basically youth between the ages of 14 and 21 is the age group. We're, you know, it's a very hands-on organization. We meet generally with the COVID precautions. It hasn't been as much, but we're trying to, you know, socially distance and making sure we're signing in and wearing masks and doing all the, you know, CDC guidelines to keep everybody safe. So we've been meeting twice a month again at the police department. At our meetings, we go over a multitude of things ranging from traffic stops to defense and arrest tactics to handcuffing, case law, robot demos, drone demos, canine demos. It's basically a hands-on snapshot of what it's like to be a police officer for us. And, you know, basically a police officer in the Fox Valley, because you're interacting with different officers from our department. And then we do scenario-based training. And it is a hands-on training, but it's a lot of fun. The kids and young adults that are part of our organization, I think we have about 14 now. They're always very engaged. We have a couple other advisors that help me out. If you're interested, you can look me up online on our website and get my contact info. Otherwise, you can just call the PD at 920-322-3700 and ask for Officer Randall's voicemail. We'll get you over to me, and I can get you in touch with some resources on how to get your son or daughter interested or involved in our police explorers.
Very cool. Before we are out of time, Jake, how is the construction going on over at Woodworth? You guys are in the middle of school renovations. What's it looking like over there?
It's looking good, Steve. You know, it's a challenge every day because every day is different. For instance, yesterday I had to move my office, so now I'm sharing my office with the gym teacher, Mr. Warner. So if anyone's listening, we are roommates right now, basically, at Woodworth. So that's where I'm at. I'm getting a brand new office in 3 or 4 weeks. You know, maybe I'll get invited back, and I'm getting a new office. So, you know, it's going to have carpet, so that's exciting.
Hey, it's the little things in life, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks for being on the show this week, Jake. Always a pleasure chatting with you. Keep up the good work you're doing at Woodworth and for our youth in Fond du Lac.
Thanks, Steve and Spencer, for having me today. You guys have a great Friday.
You also. Spencer, have a safe weekend, my friend. Big show next week coming. Stay tuned.
All right. Sounds good. Gentlemen, thanks for the time.
Take care.